from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six at six.
Yeah, pretty good. Top six at six. Just headlines get you started on the day.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one, Fitzroy Community School Principal Tim Berryman suspended after COVID outbreak. Mm. This is the bloke who just decided to open his school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Come to school.
And everyone was like, I don't know, Tim, if that's the go. Well, it's not the go, and he's been suspended.
Yeah.
And he's described it, I believe, as some kind of nuisance-style road bump. Is that?
Oh.
I'm paraphrasing Tim there. But he's still not having a bar of the idea that having kids come to school is not appropriate. Number two, Kylie, and that's all you need to say. Kylie confirms she's moving back to Australia, guys.
Where from? Has she been in London?
London.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how you could last there that long.
No.
30 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, isn't it, to live in London when you could be living in Australia.
I reckon that depressing winter you'd go through.
Dark at 3 o'clock in the arvo.
Oh, no thanks.
Cold.
Melbourne.
Not to mention English people. Just mucking around. Whoa, but the English are a strange mob, aren't they? And I don't just mean challenged dentally. That's the that's the obvious point to start at. I mean personality-wise. English personality.
What about Boris?
Oh, yeah, Boris.
Case in point. Often you'll meet an English person and think, pretty good bloke. Then 10 points in, you'll think, wow, you're an arsehole. It's true, isn't it?
Oh.
What? You know the English quite well, Matthew.
I do.
Number three.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. We're moving. You got something?
You got something more?
Yeah.
Porridge, my man.
More porridge with banana.
More porridge for you?
I've eaten all the banana, actually. It's a shame.
Number three. Zupa Dupas are now available in drink form at Woolies with three.
Oh.
33?
33.
No, I'll just read it as it is in front of me. With 3-3 new flavoured milks.
Oh, milks?
Milks.
Yes, it's a milk drink.
Right, so they've moved away to a frozen sort of cordial type of thing.
Yes, I would like to try them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm amazed when these people, I've said it before, do so, when they don't send us stuff that they're trying to sort of market.
We even have our own fridge, guys.
I mean,
you can send us stuff.
The smoked eggs.
Oh, the smoked eggs have arrived.
Are we going to make them this morning?
Oh, we should.
Oh, gee, how would we do that?
Just scramble them on some bagels or something.
Oh, we've got bagels.
Oh, there you go.
Gee, starting
resolve.
To momentum of its own.
7 o'clock, tick.
That's what the Zupa Dupa.
Oh, I would like the bubble gum. It'd be
carton
like...
of milk.
Oh, it's like a Big M or
an
old-fashioned Move.
Yeah.
The New South Welshman amongst us.
Move is a thing.
Move was massive when we were kids at school.
Yeah.
Move. And number four, Gina Rinehart has slammed climate change propaganda and the spreading of taxpayers' dollars on reducing carbon in a speech to students at her former private school.
We'll cover this later.
We will cover this. What a coincidence that one of the great mining magnates doesn't believe in climate change. And she's urging the next generation to do their own research. I don't think you need to urge the next generation to do their own research. They're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
They're very inquisitive and curious young people, far more so than we ever were.
You'd think so.
Having said that, we never had the tools to do the kind of research you can do now.
We had Encyclopedia Britannica.
We'd have to go to the local library and go through the Dewey card system or indeed the microfiche film.
Yes.
Just to find out something, you know. Whereas now you can sit at home and bring up Google and do all your own research, and that's why we've got so many anti-vaxxer idiots.
So you want to go back to the old days?
Yes, I do. Well, what about the reaction when Instagram collapsed the other day? It was like the world had ended.
Totally.
God, you can't look at anyone's meals for half an hour.
No one's posting their meals because they can't go anywhere.
Number five. A property council survey released on Thursday found office occupancy in Melbourne CBD was just 6% in September, down 45% from earlier this year.
Wow.
Six.
Well, that's why the city's so quiet.
That is a city on its knees, isn't it? In the final throes of life, but about to be reinvigorated, as we know.
Did you see that Facebook is making return to the offices in California mandatory? Because they say that the thing happened with Facebook. It's shutting down because no one was in the office.
Right, okay.
So they're like, it's mandatory.
You've got to come back to work now, guys.
15 seconds.
Jesus! Number six. Oh, we never talk about this person. Kim Kardashian is amazed to discover a site called WikiFeet has created a profile about her piggies and given her a 5-star rating.
Wow.
Top 6 at 6. What's on the
package? Ba-ba-da-ba. All right, let's get into it. The wide world of Will. What's happening, Will?
Cheers, Troy. Good news for the Ashes. Bit of a relief for Cricket Australia.
I know.
So Joe Root has convinced his teammates to take the plunge on the upcoming Ashes tour and committed to the quarantine conditions. That was the major hitch.
Which are what? Do we know what they are?
It's pretty relaxed. Partners and stuff will be able to come. One of the clinches, apparently, was the offer of the families of the players to use a resort on a winery in Victoria's Yarra Valley as a base to quarantine for the Boxing Day test.
I mean, you could do a lot worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we said, we'll give you a winery, and he's gone, that'll
do. So the partners will come out before the Boxing Day test?
Yes, I imagine they'll be here the whole time.
Well, why would they quarantine the Yarra Valley in December if they're... Isn't the first test in November?
The first one is scheduled for Brisbane...
Early December.
Oh, geez, I've forgotten. I think it was late November.
So maybe the players will come out first, play a bit of cricket, and then so the families can be together for Christmas.
December 8.
December 8.
Yeah.
Oh, no? Okay. No, they'll be quarantining from...
It's going to be difficult with the border bans as well, so they're going to be juggling a lot of things. They contemplated moving the Perth test earlier, as we said.
Get him on that wicket.
Because if we end up going to Victoria, New South Wales, and then going to Perth, it's going to make things tricky. But the good news is the English are coming, and they think it'll be a close to full strength team.
James Anderson coming?
Anderson and Broad are both expected to come, which is good because you want those unlikable characters.
You really do.
Great cricketers and have had a fierce rivalry with us over the years.
Mm.
It saved us from $200 million going down the drain had the English not come. So big deal for Cricket Australia.
And for our summer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they don't come, what are we doing? Scratch matches with New Zealand?
Yeah. It would have been
a disaster.
An absolute disaster. And just for our boredom as well.
Yeah.
What are we going to be
doing? But I'm not going to thank the English for coming to play the Ashes either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the biggest stage in cricket.
If you can't work out a way to get yourself to Australia to play the Ashes, you shouldn't be allowed to play cricket ever again.
Wow. In the AFL.
I'm setting the agenda on that one.
You are. Jeremy Finlayson from the Giants has joined Port Adelaide. Just a future third-round pick. So pretty cheap with the power I've gotten him for. Melbourne, Adelaide, Bulldogs and St Kilda. Big four-way pick swap.
You've lost Lauren already.
It's dry. It's really dry news. And Luke Dunstan of St Kilda has joined Melbourne as an unrestricted free agent. That's all that happened yesterday.
Okay, good.
The AFL Appeals Board will meet today to decide whether Toby Green's three-match suspension for his umpire contact in the final will be extended.
Oh.
So the AFL...
Is it enough? That's right, because they sort of let that go at the end of the season, didn't they?
They said we'll worry about it after the grand final, and today is when they're going to sort it out. So it was described originally as manifestly inadequate, and the AFL are pushing for 6 weeks. So we'll see where that ends up for Toby Green. He's going to miss a big chunk.
It should end up at six if that's what the AFL wants.
Yeah, they really want to make a statement with this one.
Mm.
And a rivalry of nastiness is the quote brewing between Melbourne and the Bulldogs after the Demons have now requested a round one grand final rematch at the MCG. That's what Tom Brown has reported. And it comes off the
Who's
back.
Who's Tom Brown?
He's a very prominent journalist for Channel 7 and Triple M. It's understood that the two clubs don't like each other. Senior players don't particularly get along is the understanding.
Right?
And it stems from this petty little disagreement. So after their win against Port Adelaide in the preliminary final, footage of the Bulldogs in the rooms singing this song, Freed from Desire, the 1996 hit by Gala, this went a bit viral and here's what it sounds like. So that was the Bulldogs.
Right.
And then after the Demons went on to beat them in the grand final, they went back onto Optus Stadium with the Premiership Cup and then was captured singing this.
In your face, Bulldogs.
Yeah. It would be a big coincidence that they both loved the same song. So I think it was a bit of a statement. So apparently it got back to the Dogs, says Sam McClure, and they weren't happy about it.
No, well, who cares what the Dogs are happy about?
I love this kind of stuff, though.
They're the best of the losers.
Footy rivalries are great.
Oh.
And in baseball, Yankees radio legendary broadcaster John Sterling, Giancarlo Stanton was at the base, and it was the Yankees versus the Red Sox, and he'd connected with a ball and looked like it was going over the fence, and here is how he called it.
The pitch to Stanton. There goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
It went nowhere near home.
He just wanted to call one.
He just got himself worked up.
Is he the dinger? That's the Y Word of Will. The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.